Having engaged in a conversation about the stressors that we face, we now want participants to think about and then write or draw the things that give them strength and help them navigate those stressors. We intentionally do this before ever showing participants the sources of strength wheel. And that way, folks are able to name and model the strengths that they use in their own lives before they've ever really seen the strengths that are part of the program and that research says are protective. In this way, they've already applied the model to their own life. Ask a couple people from the group to help you pass out poster paper and markers to the groups. Put on some music as the groups spread out around the room. Remind adult advisors to spread out and join in with the various groups. And when facilitating the sharing around the posters, call on groups from all around the room as opposed to just going group by group around the circle in order. This will help keep the energy level up and keep participants more interested and engaged as we share. For returning teams or for really large groups, take a look at your trainer manual for some additional sharing options.
So we've all agreed that stressors are a part of our lives, but now I want us to look at what helps with that stress. In a moment, I'm going to pass out poster papers and markers, and I want you to get into groups of around 4 or 5 people and take a few minutes to draw what gives you strength. Think of the people, the places, and the things that help when you're having a tough day or are in a stressful season. Think physically, mentally, relationally, and spiritually about what gives you strength. Use words and pictures, extra bonus points for pictures and drawings. You don't have to be an artist. Stick figures are perfectly fine. Not just a list of words or ideas. I want it to be more like a collage, with everyone grabbing their own corner of the paper and writing or drawing their strengths. Okay, as soon as you have your poster paper, I want you to jump into your groups and write and draw everything that gives you strength. So I'm seeing a lot of things such as pets, music, pizza, ice cream, football, yoga. I also see some faith, family, friends. I see YouTube and books, dancing and nature. This group gets 5 million points for all their pictures. Looking real good. Keep going, everyone. You have about 5 minutes left. So in a moment, I want you to move back to your large group circle and bring your posters with you. Collect the markers, drop them off right here, and sit with your poster groups. Okay, we're going to share some of the things we put on our posters. When it's your group's turn, I want your whole group to stand up, and every person should share a couple of things that give them strength. When your group is done, one person should take your poster and stick it to a wall. Who would like to go first?
After each group finishes sharing, follow this or a similar facilitation pattern. Can we give this group a round of applause for sharing their strengths? All right, go ahead and hang your poster up on the wall behind you. Who wants to go next? All right, stand up. Your whole group stand up together. Tell us what gives you strength. Thanks for sharing. Who wants to go next? Keep the sharing moving fairly quickly so this activity doesn't run on for too long.
Thank you for sharing your different strengths. In looking at these, we have a lot of strengths in common and many that are unique and specific to you. I see that a lot of us put different people like family, friends, our teachers and coaches. I'm also seeing a lot of things like music, books, sports, and nature. So thanks for sharing your strengths with me. Now I think it's time we play a game.
After the strength poster activity, it's important to either take a break or play a game with the group. If you choose to take a break, come back to the training with a game to start. This will help us take a break from sharing and prepare for more reflection in the next portion of the training.